devil's advocates. Never personal, only politics.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. My birthday. Join us on the phones. Wish me a happy birthday. 844-967-2789.
Do you see yourself as more of a Jake or an Elwood, Dom?
Hang on. Which one? Which one's which? Who's Belushi? I'm more the Belushi guy. I'm shorter.
I'd say.
A little chubby.
Shorter.
Chubbier. Yeah. You're the taller, chubby guy. You're like Dan Aykroyd now.
Let's go to the phones before we have to insult each other further. 844-967-2789. Sort of a, amongst men, sort of a birthday tradition. You know, if you're a close friend, you talk more trash to your buddy on his birthday
than
any other day of the year, right?
I mean, it's almost an obligation.
Chris from Sun Prairie. Welcome back, Chris. What do you got for us?
Hi, Chris.
Hi. Well, I'm just supposed to say happy birthday to Dom.
Thank you.
It was really my whole purpose for calling today. I've been kind of on a news blackout here. We have, I mean, I've been listening to you guys, but other than that, we have no cable, no TV, nothing here.
And do you blame Joe Biden for that? I mean, is that because of Biden inflation, Chris? No. Are you sure?
I blame the golf ball size hail we had here yesterday.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
We were certainly affected as well. As a radio enterprise with antennas on high towers, we got hit by lightning as well yesterday. I know some were affected. We apologize for that, but you know, Mother Nature and climate change. Could be climate change, but you know, or as Ron Johnson would call it, weather.
It seems so unfair, though. I mean, that was really a good day for you to be getting a lot of hits on your radio station.
Technically, Chris, we had the greatest stream audience in our history yesterday during this fine show. I could never prove that we've had a bigger audience than we had yesterday on stream.
Yeah, well, hopefully it'll keep on growing, because I really do think that this has gotten you out there way further than you've been before. And
That and turning off the FM for a couple hours, that'll pop up the stream numbers nicely.
yeah, but standing up to Fox, that's a pretty big deal, and I hope that you get a lot more people following, because you really deserve it, and I just hope you keep growing and growing, because we need way more people listening to what people on your radio station are saying.
Well, Chris, how am I going to top myself now? What, go talk trash on Newsmax? I mean, I got nowhere left to go, sister.
OAN's calling, I heard, Chris.
I don't know. Fox is not shut down yet, so there's still work to be done.
Yes, ma'am. Chris, appreciate your call. We're going to keep moving down the phones. We got a few more friends in wait, like Betsy from Madison. How you doing, sister?
Hey, Betsy.
Hey, you guys, both of you. Curdy, I'm sorry. Happy belated birthday to you, and happy birthday to you too, Dom, today.
Oh, thank you, sister.
What
Dom gets two happies, two scoops? I get like one melted
today, man.
Old belated scoop.
See, he's so saucy.
I missed your birthday, Curdy. God, what am I going to do? Have to send you some money, I guess. And I will, because I love you guys and I think you're really important.
And I will spend that money on either weed or beer. I will spend it. I promise.
Whatever you need.
Yeah. Hopefully he'll give it to me to talk for like 2 minutes to introduce him next time. You know, kind of like Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Oh, man. I'm so glad you're back together, you guys. Please, this is so like you guys are vital for each other.
You Unfortunately, like singing, Fancy and... Brian was sort of a Yoko Ono for the group. And...
No.
God, I can't forget.
That's Fancy not Brian. True.
I just really don't have a good voice is what he's trying to say.
Yeah, but you're sexy.
Oh, happy birthday. I love you guys, and thank you for all you do.
Thank you, Betsy.
Sorry to
love
cut you
back.
Short. Thanks for listening, Betsy. You know you are one of our favored, like Wisco Paul. Wisco, how you doing, man?
Paulie, what's happening?
Hey, happy birthday to you, Dom. That's cool.
Thank you.
And, as far as Betsy goes, that's one of my favorite promos, Betsy and Crudy sing, and that was just awesome.
Oh, wait, I can sing for you now, Paul. You and I could sing.
No,
be a promo.
For my birthday present, I don't want Crudy to sing.
You don't want me to sing either, because I suck. Hey, anyway, I just, I just a quick hitter on Trump. He lost me way back when he mocked a disabled reporter. That was the end for me, and I don't know, that's a long time ago. So if you could have taken an endorsement from that man like Michaels, then you tie into all his baggage, too. You got it, baby. You got all his baggage. The guy is, I don't know, subhuman, whatever. All right, thanks, and happy birthday again, Don. You guys do great today.
Thank you, thanks, Paul. I appreciate it, man.
I'd be as worried about his herpes as his baggage.
Trump?
Allegedly. 844-967-2789.
To his point, I know we got
that's
calls,
the gift that keeps on giving, Don.
To Paulie's point.
Herpes, trust me.
We have to, and I think Jennifer Rubin wrote it in the post, these questions we must constantly ask these Republicans, because this is it's BS, man. It is bunk. It is BS. They're either on the take or they're willfully ignorant or truly ignorant. It doesn't matter. They are not capable. If you support this man, if you're a member of the cult, you do not earn the right to represent anybody in this country.
Come join the Democrat cult at 844-967-2789. Be like our pal. L.A. Tom, how you doing, man?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. First off, we the people are the government, just like it says on Dom's tattoo.
Remember.
And happy birthday, Dom.
Thanks,
happy
man.
Birthday, Crudy.
Hey, did you prompt Kelsey to give me a call on my birthday? Because she gave me a very nice call. And she's like, oh, I didn't know you were on Fox. And Tom, I know you had just found out like 30 minutes prior. So I'm like, so Tom told Kelsey, and by the way, it's his birthday. Why don't you call the man?
No, did not. She told me it was the birthday because I knew it was around the 11th or somewhere in there. So she told me that part, but I did show her the video of you immediately. So she can be proud of her pop. So that was great.
She gave me a shout out on Instagram.
Yeah, well, that's big on Kelsey's page, so I really, really appreciate that. She's got a lot of followers.
She has followers.
I know you her for that. So anyway, no, happy birthday to you both. And the Republicans are the pro-death party. And rock on.
Rock on,
indeed, Tom. One of our favorites on the leftist coast, L.A. Tom. We partied with him out in L.A. a couple times, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
Venice Beach. Man, he hooked us up. Our best to Tom and his husband, Mark. They look out for my daughter, Kelsey, kid, out there on the West Coast. Scary place. She's doing okay.
I love L.A., man.
Yeah, I love Venice Beach, although it's a little seedy. You see,
especially when you're there.
Oh, yeah, a little seedier still. Anyways, I had a thought, but, you know, I don't want to embarrass you further on your birthday.
Good luck.
I did that on my birthday. Stick around, Native Roots Radio. Then Dr. Tim Slecker and Johnny Lupinati do Busted Pencils, Educated Educators, Talking Education.
I don't want to hit a sore spot. But can we talk about herpes?
It's too old.
Go to hell, you old bastard. Herpes, herpes, bo burpees, banana, fana, faux herpes, herpes. Ow!
I'm too old for this shit.